You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for South Park. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest South Park news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for South Park!
Welcome. There you go. Hey. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, thank God we got a real announcer this week.
Yes, last week was kind of a shit show, but hey, in honor of being a shit show.
What is happening in this background music here, Jesse?
I like
it. It's Mexicans.
The Mexicans.
Mexicans.
Yes. And I am joined by Jack Waz, John Barrett.
That'd be me.
And the last of the Indianas, Michelle Macedo.
I hope you didn't just say that. I'm pretty sure
he just said that.
I'm going to pretend like I blacked out for that prior second.
Jesse turned my fucking mic off.
Yeah, you did.
What a bug.
That's always
maybe
an
if
option.
We had a real engineer in here.
Yeah, maybe if your chicken shit operation could actually afford to hire people.
Butts.
We
damn.
Is it back on? Yeah.
You know what?
You,
we
Jesse.
Do need more Mexicans here at AfterBuzz TV.
We do.
We do. Michelle, aren't you sort of Mexican?
No, she's Indian.
I lived in Mexico.
So you're Asia's Mexican.
What? That is the single most offensive thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
That's actually not true at all, but
so,
it's pretty rough.
Okay, all my friends all through high school, all through school, college, have always tried to say the most offensive thing about Indians that they could possibly think of. And I really think that
did we just take the cake?
I think that took the cake.
Congratulations, Jack Waz. You're worse than the British Empire.
But cool. Love Mexico, though, right?
Yeah,
I know
it's
Jack
a great place.
Does.
Yeah, Puerto Vallarta. Awfully pretty.
Oh, wow. Actually, the white person part of Mexico.
I know. Totally. That's the only good part. Where am I going to go? Fucking
Tijuana?
You know, I actually have a friend who had to rescue his two children from a Mexican prison.
That's awesome.
Yep. The only way he was able to get them out of the country was by getting them legally deported. So they can't go back for 3 years.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, by the way, I love our...
I know a bunch of Navy guys who got arrested in Mexico. But that's like what Navy guys do, is they go
get arrested.
Yeah, Michelle, what's the Indian equivalent of Cancun? Is it Calcutta? Because they sound awfully similar.
No, actually, it's Goa, and that's where I'm from.
Is there a Senor Frogs in Goa?
Yes. Yes.
No, all right. Our interpretation of Mexico has obviously gotten skewed. I go back to the Arrested Development days when they used to go to Mexico like every second episode.
Exactly. To lose Anne and find George Sr.
Yeah, and to have him killed by the Mexican government for burning everybody with
the cornholer.
Soy loco por los cornballs.
So, I mean...
Well, we can also all remember taco-flavored kisses, J-Lo.
Yeah, the best South Park. Like, they have won Tonys for Book of Mormon, and they were nominated for an Oscar for South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. But Taco Flavored Kisses is probably the best song from South Park.
Yeah, definitely.
Jesse, can you pull that up for us? Yes? God, you guys need a research team, too.
No. We do need
more
Mexicans.
They need a team of like 8 interns back there. Can we?
No, we just need Mexicans.
Right.
Mexicans.
Mexicans.
So, speaking of Mexicans, they played a game.
They
in
did.
This episode.
That game looked awesome.
Was the game literally just they were the Border Patrol shooting Mexicans?
Yeah. The Mexicans had to cross the border, which actually
that looks like an
awesome game.
It's basically capture the flag. I mean,
when I was in seventh grade, me and my buddies, we came up with this
Except
game.
Racist.
We came up with this game called No Peace in the Middle East.
Oh,
and so
go on.
It was like the Modern Warfare 2 of dodgeball games. We had a gym with an indoor track up above. So what it was there were two bases at each side. And there was no dividing line. It was all just a big battlefield. Wherever someone threw a ball at you, you'd get tagged out. So you had to steal the intel from the other base and bring it back to your base. But on the above ground track, there were snipers who had the big, heavy white balls. And so they were just like raining hell down on the kids who were running around downstairs.
Phil can back me up on this. Sounds a little bit like Eschaton, yes?
It does.
Eschaton.
Eschaton is a game in a book called Infinite Jest.
God
yes,
damn it.
I got to bring it up on air. Fuck you, Jack.
Did you read that too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you read it twice.
Everyone who's pretentious has read Infinite Jest.
That's right.
Yeah, we got to get on board with that.
That's right. No. I've read Infinite Jest twice.
By the way, how many kids?
Yeah, John, what's the last vagina you touched?
Your mom's.
Oh.
Turbuzz TV exclusive.
How many kids are playing this game tomorrow morning?
With the
Mexicans.
And like all of them? Every kid.
Every kid that's watched this episode will
no,
be
every it. Kid, because the rest of the kids are going to be dragged there by their cool friends who watch South Park.
That's true.
And can the Texans really win? Like,
no, they're too fat and lazy.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. They're, are yeah, they Texans or are they themselves. Kids playing Texans? Because real Texans,
Texan
probably
kids?
Not.
What if they're
Ooh,
Texan kids?
Interesting. Probably not. Although they'll be playing against other Texan Mexicans, so I guess it's sort of the playing yeah. field's
Unless
back.
Michelle, they have a Mexican
when your
friend.
When your family escaped into Sri Lanka to work as maids, what kind uh-huh. of border patrol did you have to go through?
Because there's a border with Sri Lanka.
It's
Do you understand how...
I know it's an island nation, but fuck you, John. It's a maritime border. Maritime borders still exist.
So obviously you are referring to my family as... maids and refugees, is that right? So
worse than the queen.
The border patrol into Sri Lanka, I hear, is probably really crazy and hectic. But really everything, at least in, I'm just going to speak from my perspective, a lot of things in India are disorganized, like the airports and getting on planes.
Really, you know, watching
stuff.
Slumdog Millionaire would never have told me that.
Yeah, because Slumdog Millionaire is exactly what
right.
India is like.
By the way, question. When Butters was being told all the privileges he had in America, did we miss some big opportunities?
Cool.
Like, we had window washing, we had leaf
Thanks,
blowing,
Jesse.
Car washing.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah, he didn't.
But
he
I
did,
feel there's so many...
He didn't
many
have other... to watch after anyone's kids.
He didn't, nor did he have to build stuff.
Nope.
Nor what was else? He a Coke mule.
Yeah, they didn't pull balloons full of Coke out of Butters.
Yeah, that would be intense.
Butters full of grace.
Wow, that's another. That's a whole nother episode.
Which they're obviously going to do at some point. If they haven't already, I feel like I've seen that.
Well, it was in the episode where Cartman goes to jail. It's called Cartman's Silly Hate Crime 2000.
Oh, right.
And he has to shit out a model of Disneyland for Romper Stomper, who's one of the other inmates. So he smuggles it up his ass.
Right. So they've sort of done that joke. But they haven't done a balloon full of heroin popping in someone's stomach.
What's the last? Robot Chicken did a great balloon full of heroin popping in someone's stomach joke. It was inside the claymation Yeti from all those old Christmas specials.
Oh my god!
It was Whoa. Brutal. So wow. Butters, the adorable house maid slash,
and it started out
worker.
So innocent. We yeah, should definitely we, get this kid. We
yeah,
hit him.
Yeah, we have to help him.
I mean, I kind of knew from the get go that he'd be a servant.
Oh like, yeah, he'd be some sort of slave.
I didn't realize that. I just thought, oh, they're like they're gonna try and make him Christian or something.
I mean, they
most Mexicans
those,
are already Christian.
Yeah, that's the
they're
thing.
They're Catholic.
Super Catholic.
It's the same thing.
Right, except for maybe they would not
Ooh,
want
I
to
met
be
another
Catholic.
Quaker today. It was weird.
Oh.
Quakers exist outside of
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like, they,
I
you
didn't
know,
know.
That, you know, Seth is a Quaker.
Yeah, well, fuck him. The only other Quaker I met in, like, the wild was one of my coworkers. And it explains so much.
Oh, one of my brother's friends from NYU went to your high school.
Who's your brother's friend?
I think we've talked about this, and I already forgot his name.
Yeah, fuck him. He went to NYU. It's not like he really mattered.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he did go
real.
To a real school like Emerson College.
Exactly.
That's right.
Go Lions.
Suck it, NYU. Hear
right.
that, Tommy? Fuck you.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts that necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
You know what? If it wasn't for Obama making this country shitty, we would say NYU rocks.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Well, so tomorrow,
only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
This entire The show will be used for a Tea Party protest tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
See, real Americans think like us.
Yeah, exactly.
What? But yeah, so Barack Obama made this country shitty, and now the Mexicans are trying to leave again. Is the thesis of the argument by the Border Patrol officers.
Yeah.
But I love
Butter's
pinata.
And obviously, yes.
Love that they drop off Butters at an El Pollo Loco.
Oh, that's amazing.
Let's
amazing.
Be honest.
You know what? That
El
is
Pollo Loco.
In terms of like a
I
Mexican.
I mean, it's better than a Del Taco, right?
I like Del Taco more.
I like El Pollo Loco. I think is classier.
Yeah,
El Pollo Loco is bottom of the barrel. It's the only
El Pollo Loco is like Mexican. The 5-star restaurant of Mexican. You take Del Taco, Taco Bell.
It's better than Del Taco.
El Pollo Loco.
Del Taco has 79-cent burritos.
But
there you go.
Okay. They're good too.
You could get a decent tasty, meal at El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, but I've never seen a large immigrant family roll up to a beach with 5 trays full of Del Taco.
That's right, because they don't really sell trays. Because
they know that Del Taco is shit.
Because they're from a place
they know
that
what
probably
the food
does it
actually
better than Del
tastes
Taco.
Like. It's like American Mex, you know? Like Tex-Mex is amazing. I don't know if you guys have ever had Tex-Mex. I went to Texas one
no
time.
No way. You went to Texas?
One time I did, and I ate Tex-Mex.
Really?
Yeah.
En route to your job in Oklahoma, or?
Actually, it was for a job, but
in Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma.
Yep. You get hired outside of a Home Depot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we did that.
Wait, for our music video, we paid this Mexican to help us outside of a Home Depot.
Well,
you have violated federal law.
Exclusive.
Yeah,
you actually just admitted to violating federal law.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoops.
Well, if Obama hadn't made it so shitty in the first place.
Right. It's Barack Obama's
wouldn't
fault.
Have
it's Barack
to do
Obama's
that.
Fault. Everyone, stop blaming Michelle. It's Barack Obama's fault.
What happened in this episode?
So Big Bang, Butters in the snow, freezing.
Wait,
so
question.
Sad.
It's been a while since I've seen Last of the Mohegans.
Yeah,
how
me too.
Close did it follow any of that?
I have not seen
it. Yeah, I don't think they put...
I know.
They never put Windex and paper towels in Daniel Day-Lewis's hand.
No, that was in There Will Be Blood. The role where he cleaned a bunch of windows.
Windex, yep. Yeah. But wasn't there in The Last of the Mohicans, there's that scene where he like puts his arms up? I thought that was like, and Butters does that.
No, you're thinking of Michael Jackson's This Is It.
That's what it is. I had a literature professor who refused to, like absolutely would kick people out of the class if they said anything positive about James Fenimore Cooper. So that went over everyone's heads because you're all idiots.
And I had that. Cool.
Yeah, John, we didn't waste $50,000 on a literature degree. Can you enlighten us?
James Fenimore Cooper is the gentleman who wrote the novel Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you.
Yeah, be angry. Be angry that we're all stupid.
John, you got to carry on the thing from last week. Like, what is it? Oh, aliens or pirates or fuck you, whatever.
Fuck you,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
HBO, fuck you, whatever.
David Foster Wallace or fuck you, whatever.
Fuck you, whatever.
That happened again because Cartman was being pouty because maybe he was not
because maybe
liking
he
the
spent
jokes
$160,000 on
a little bitter.
I'll never use yet.
Yeah.
God. Like, what do you tell people family reunions?
That I work in the movies, and they're all like, oh my God, that's awesome. And they have no idea that I work for no money in the movies.
Like
but...
Mega Shark versus Giant.
Okay, I didn't work on that. I worked on Zombie Apocalypse.
And, which is equally cool.
Which is...
Dude, your family thinks it's cool, because my family does not.
Some of my family thinks it's cool. Some of my family's like, so, like, what does that mean? I'm like, I get yelled at about C-stands.
Fair enough.
They're like, you know, that's a really hard industry to get into. Mm-hmm.
That is.
You have to be really serious about it.
Certainly no Mexicans can do it.
Wow. It always wow. comes
and back. It always comes back to us being huge racists.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I guess, I mean, there's not really too much to talk about after that. But anyone see the Sunday special of Matt and Trey?
No, I didn't.
No.
Was it 6 days to air?
Yeah.
Tell us about it, Phil.
I did not see it.
That was about the human centipede, right?
Is yeah.
That the, so, too soon, guys?
Yeah, a little too
soon. Too soon.
You know what?
I wanted to say that I also liked how the Mexican-American border was in Colorado.
It was in Texas.
They traveled down to Texas.
Oh,
somehow.
They did.
There was a lot of jumping around that you didn't there quite was. See.
You know what we didn't do, Phil? Can you pass me that?
Oh, God.
What
sure.
we
God.
Didn't do is plug Maria Menounos's Every Girl's Guide to Life.
It's an awesome book.
Hey, now, Jack. Michelle, when you were escaping the slums of Mumbai,
yeah.
this is what gave you hope, right?
I look forward to a better life as a better everyday girl.
It's true. When you now, were crawling out of that porta potty and saw your mother get murdered by a bunch of Arabs, and then eventually got on the Indian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you this is the book that the guided you, right?
Yes, the during the questions and answers, they actually asked.
Did you cheat?
What is no? This is the reason why I knew the answer. This is the reason why I won.
There you go.
They asked me some questions.
For
about
example,
this book,
Lentil Soup.
Lentil Soup, ladies and gentlemen, solve all of the world's problems.
There you
now
go.
I know how to do makeup.
You want to fix immigration?
Every Viva girl's Maria
got to life. Is every girl's got to life.
Folks. It's more. It's more her political manifesto. than a self-help book.
It really, like,
she
I don't know why.
Absolutely controversial.
I don't know why it hasn't been handed out to Congress. I really don't know why.
It's true.
It's going to solve everything.
Yep. Ted Kaczynski
you know,
actually.
You should read it for someone who spends a lot of time reading bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a great to come out into commercial with, and that is, hey, you know what? Before this, I didn't realize that Mexicans actually loved doing shitty work, but hey, they do. And so with that, let's go to a commercial.
Oh, God.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners.
And now a commercial.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out that wig.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
What's up? What's up?
Yo, dog, what's hood?
I don't like how they never show us kind of previews.
Yeah,
well, they only have 6 days to
that's
make the episode.
Because they don't have the episode until...
Oh, I guess it's that done.
Get that shit off.
You know what? What's actually funny is we've started using the Terra Nova spoof as kind of a thing inside our Terra Nova edition.
Really?
Yeah, because Terra Nova, I don't know if you guys watch, but it doesn't have a theme song or an intro. So we're like, hey... When we come back in, play the South Park intro, or the spoof of it.
No, you should play just the Jurassic Park theme, because that's what the fucking show
no,
is.
No, can you put
yeah,
the Lost theme over the Jurassic Park theme?
Because yeah.
then
perfect.
You've done it.
You know, yeah, I've been watching Terra Nova. You know, I'm interested, but they haven't shot any dinosaurs in the face yet.
They have
and not. That's what I want out
Who
of my time travel
Who makes a dinosaur
adventure?
Thing without shooting a dinosaur in the face?
Exactly. Are they
Hitler would,
are they
maybe.
Saving it for sweeps? Like, I just want to see a dinosaur
get shot in the face
blow up.
I mean,
do you want to see that with
saving it for sweeps?
All right, question. Obviously, a lot of shows are starting to get canceled. Mm-hmm. Which show would you love to see South Park spoof of the ones getting canceled?
Hater.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Hater, for those of you out in Radio Land that don't know, was a CW show that Mario Lopez produced, which where he would find celebrities that people on the internet didn't like, then find a hater of them on the internet and introduce the celebrity to the average person to show the celebrities are just like you and me, and supposedly had an anti-bullying message.
So we should just bring Beaver
That's
to an Occupy rally. Am
did.
I right?
Yeah, but the thing was, it just brought Snooki and Kim Kardashian to guys' houses who talk shit about them on the internet,
exactly.
And then show them that they're still pretty much huge, colossal pieces of shit.
I saw the episode with Tom Francis, whatever, girl's
Joe Francis.
Joe Francis.
A guy who's been accused of rape multiple times.
They threw a mom on in there, of course, and he was acting like / pretending like an asshole.
He actually converted her, though. That's the whole point.
No,
you're supposed to convert.
He was like, she was like, you shouldn't exploit women's bodies. He was like, some of them are over 18. They want to express themselves.
Yeah, the proper answer is, they wanted a t-shirt.
That's right.
It's exactly, they like it now, I think is what he said. But basically, after the few words exchanged, didn't mention anything about exploitation.
This is a guy who bit his ex-wife.
And they sent a mom in there.
Did not know that.
They sent him on.
Any other shows? Playboy Club got canceled.
Zaxxed.
Did it.
Free Agents, unfortunately. I heard that was supposed to be pretty good. Free Agents.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Because no one fucking watched it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, why would that? I mean, they put a comedy on a Tuesday night, which is not when NBC viewers are looking for comedies. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
It was a misfire on all accounts.
Yeah.
How could we make fun of that on South Park?
Let's see. I want to see Whitney. Just
yeah, but it didn't
savage.
Get canceled.
I know, but
it did.
I know, but the thing is,
no, it didn't.
There was something. I'm surprised that in the shit episode, in the everything is shit, they didn't mention the line: half of all marriages end in sweatpants.
Yeah. God damn. The silent treatment: punishment or reward?
Yeah. It's like fucking Kathy.
It's Kathy. It's Kathy, the TV show.
Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
Ack.
So there you go. We want to get Whitney. We want to get Hater.
With guys wearing underpants?
Here's the thing. How is Whitney's Whitney's Cummings' other show?
Two Broke Girls is the breakout hit of the season.
Is it good?
Yes, it is.
It's supposed
good.
To be all right.
I watched it. It's
but
good.
It's the breakout show of the season.
Word up.
There you go. And there you have
you
it.
Can mostly blame that on the creator of Sex and the City being one of the co-creators.
Oh,
nice.
Right. I remember that from all the
I would not credit Whitney Cummings with that.
No, yeah. I was just, I know she's
also, I'm not the only person that thinks that she looks like a braying mule in every press photo that they release.
That's
like she could be a very beautiful woman, but every photo is her going,
I mean, I think that's the point. I think the point of the show is that she's
I don't
want to
watch a show
jackass.
Where I think a woman will kick backwards and crush one of my legs.
Right, but that's like the point. It's just like horrible.
And that is the point. And with that, Jesse, take us on out of here. It's been another irreverent.
Fantastic episode of South Park's podcast.
Wait, this is a South Park podcast?
I think so.
No, this is Whitney's podcast.
We should
so
do a podcast
Whitney,
for Whitney.
Who I would usually defend.
You know what?
Podcast.
If any of us got that right, you know what? We'll congratulate whoever guessed that. But I would love to see a Hater or a Playboy Club kind of spoof.
I'd like to see Whitney get spoofed.
All right.
I saw 1 minute of it and almost vomited.
Pan Am.
Pan Am's supposed to... Is Pan Am supposed
canceled?
To be good?
No, it's still going.
I watched it.
I heard it's better than Playboy Club.
I like
Absolutely.
Her better in Casper.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
How about Black Snake Moan? Can we make a show out of that?
Yeah, let's do it.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Wu-Tang. Mexicanos?
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.